noticing any extra pep in people's step around here now that you guys are 1-3? I know there's plenty of work to go, but are you noticing that?
A little bit. I mean, guys are excited. Guys are excited to come to work. They're excited to do better than they did the day before. And, you know, every opportunity you get to go out there and win a ball game, and we got a few more home games to go. So we're excited to play in front of our own fans for a couple games. I'm sure they're excited as well. So we just want to put some good things in front of them, and we're excited about it.
Victor, you, of course, recall some pretty good games this team has had against the Packers in recent years. Even though some personnel has changed, does that carry any weight at all in terms of your confidence and knowing the kind of team you can be and success against them?
It does a little bit. I mean, they kind of run some of the same schemes that they've had in the past, and it gives us a little bit of confidence, but every team is different. Every game is different. Everything is unique. Every game plan that they have for us is unique. So we just got to go in there and expect the worst, expect for them to come with everything they got, and I'll be able to adjust off of that.
We talked last week about getting better in the red zone coming off the bye. Obviously, you would like to have more touchdowns against Oakland. Is it maybe a kind of an idea of trying to get into the end zone outside the red zone so you don't have to get bogged down in there?
Yeah, a little bit. You want to score from as far out as possible. Anytime you get the ball, you want to score it. But I think we have to do better in that regard. We have to do better if, no matter where we get in that red zone, we got to be able to put some touchdowns on the board. So that's definitely a point of emphasis for us. And we're trying to do better in that area.
But the running game doing better as it is, do you sense any changes in defenses philosophically?
I think so. That's definitely going to help. That's going to help us be balanced. I think this Giant offense thrives when it's balanced. The running pass and play action pass can come off of that as well. So if we're able to be balanced, it'll definitely help with our play action down in the red zone, getting those defensive guys to kind of suck up and we can hit them over the top.
You guys have won 3 straight, but you really haven't played that complete game offensively, defensively, special teams. How do you get to that point?
I think it's just working hard, continuing to work hard each and every week, understanding that day is going to come soon. I mean, we're all going to be on the same page very soon, and we can get it all taken care of, hopefully come this Sunday against Green Bay. But we know there's still a lot of ball game for us to be played, and there's definitely some good stuff that we got left to do out there on the field.
When you play a team that's on their 3rd starting quarterback in 3 weeks, does it make you sort of appreciate the situation you have here and the stability?
I guess so. I mean, it's tough when they have, you know, due to injuries and stuff like that. That's tough to deal with, you know, but definitely helps us appreciate what we have here, and we just, you know, wish those guys the best. You never want to wish injury on anyone, but it's definitely tough.
Can you guys scratch in your head, though? I mean, you guys have had one of those breakout games for the offense. You're sitting there going, when's it going to come? When is it?
Not really, man. As long as we're winning games and we're doing everything we got to do to put a W on that win column, well, that's fine with me. But we understand offensively that we got to do some good things. We got to continue to be better, continue to do better week in and week out in order for us to be successful.